Mesa's push to become a haven for liberal arts college satellite campuses lost one of its inaugural participants when Westminster College announced this week it would leave the Valley after the spring semester. But the Southwest continues to be a leading area for colleges and universities looking to branch out beyond their home borders. But Ron Starner, senior writer for the publication Site Selection, says even Grand Canyon University looked outside the Valley when it moved to expand.
Initially, Grand Canyon University cast a very wide swath in its site search, looking as far away as Albuquerque and Tucson and even some other locations in the Southwest. They engaged Colliers International as their site selection consultant in the project. So Colliers did the on-the-ground analysis of all the prospective sites where they thought GCU would be a good fit, and they submitted a total of 112 prospective sites to GCU for consideration. They specifically detailed what their most important site selection criteria were. They looked at existing college enrollment numbers and detailed demographics in each prospective community. In other words, they wanted to make sure they were not going to an overserved market. They looked at proximity to retail, freeway access, major arterial roadways, and essential infrastructure in the area.
We hear a lot about the importance of improving the education system, primarily K-12, to attract more businesses. But how important is the reverse when it comes to attracting more colleges and universities?
What has changed is that at the community level, cities and counties and economic development agencies have decided that why wait for the colleges to expand when we could go out and recruit new colleges to come to us, which is clearly what Mesa did. They sent out an RFP to about 1,000 colleges around the country and basically said, you know, you come here, we will help develop a centralized campus for you in our city, and we'll make it a lot easier for you to establish your very first satellite campus out in the western United States.
How much planning do colleges do when it comes to making this kind of decision? Because I'm thinking about Westminster leaving Mesa after only a few years.
Colleges and universities all around the country aren't sure of what the ultimate future of college education is going to be. As you know, many of them have ventured off into distance learning projects. And there are many major colleges and universities now that you can attend. You can go all the way through a PhD, primarily through distance learning. And really, as you look at what happened in Mesa here, it's really an extension of the distance learning concept, because they're just delivering the same curriculum they have over a greater distance and using an actual physical storefront in Mesa to deliver the product.
Ron Starner is a senior writer for the publication Site Selection.